Catherine, you do know the difficulty and the distances and so on, and the tragedy that has occurred for the young man from Milton, as you say. His granny would be a first cousin of mine, and I've called there several times since this incident happened, and it's quite challenging for the family and for to realise what can happen to a young person who goes abroad and so on. And they get news like they would get. It's a shocking news, even for the community. The community would feel it there too as well. It would be well known within the community. And he's in Australia since January, and unfortunately, whatever happened, he was caught at 4:40 in the morning, apparently, on the Sydney Harbour Bridge, which there's a couple of roads apparently in Tunis, and one of those roads apparently was found at 4:40 in the morning, I believe, by police or such people there. And there's a full investigation going on to establish more or less circumstances of the tragedy that's happened. So what I would like to say in that is this, please God, he'll improve and then be well enough, because I understand at the moment it's critical, and the nurse is sitting at his bedside, and maybe some friends of his from Milton would be there as well. So it's only with time, hopefully, that everybody's praying and hoping that we'll say he'll have a full recovery, which at the present time is concerning for the parents who left yesterday morning. They've gone there, and you can only imagine what they'll meet when they go out there and so on, and you would only hope that they'll be able to cope and there'll be enough support to carry them through as well, because something to face into no matter what, leaving Milton and heading for Australia and arriving there not knowing what way things are until such times as you arrive, because it's only then you can establish for yourself how serious circumstances are and so on, you know.